pointing over the border. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
I've tried for many years to work on a bipartisan immigration bill, but many have stood in the way and said nothing. They don't want any part of a solution.
Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin at a hearing with Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, who says the administration is surging resources and hiring more border agents.
Some Republicans have blamed the Biden administration's policies for not being tough on drug cartels and stopping fentanyl from devastating communities. Those issues have led some GOP members to call for Mayorkas's impeachment. President Biden's budget for fiscal year 2024 includes nearly $25 billion for CBP and ICE, a nearly $800 million increase from 2023.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill. At least 39 people are dead after a fire at a migrant facility in a Mexican border city.
Authorities in Ciudad Juarez, which is across the border from El Paso, Texas, say a fire erupted at a migrant detention center late Monday. The facility housed about 70 men said to be from Central and South America, and there's belief that those inmates started the fire using mattresses. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador calls the incident unfortunate. Dozens of survivors are now at area hospitals.
Fox's Evan Brown. Mexico's Human Rights Commission will investigate that facility. More reassurances about the U.S. banking system on Capitol Hill. The nation's top financial regulator telling senators Silicon Valley Bank's own management was largely to blame for that bank's failure earlier this month. The Fed's vice chair for supervision, Michael Barr, also says the Federal Reserve will review whether a 2018 law rolling back some banking rules contributed to the collapse. He says SVB failed to manage its risks. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Just as President Biden is making plans to visit Ireland, the terror threat level in Northern Ireland has been raised.
The UK intelligence service MI5 has set the threat level to severe, the second highest on a five-point scale. That means an attack in Northern Ireland is considered highly likely following a rise in dissident Irish Republican activity. Just last month, a senior police officer was shot as he coached a children's soccer team, the British government advising people to be vigilant.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. As part of an upcoming trip, President Biden is expected to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, which largely ended decades of violence. Vice President Kamala Harris continuing a week-long visit to Africa with a speech in Ghana, highlighting the intertwined history of the U.S. and Africa, both prideful and painful.
And all of which we must acknowledge, teach, and never forget.
She's also visiting Cape Coast to lay a wreath at one of the forts that used to be used for the slave trade. The world's largest cruise company is busy.
Carnival reports it experienced the highest booking volumes for all future sailings for any quarter this winter, especially for America, Australia, and European cruises. Its North American booking curve mirrored peak 2019 levels before the pandemic, when the waves of COVID hit sailings hard. Carnival has 9 lines, including Princess, Holland America, and the advanced bookings are at higher ticket prices, with occupancy now at 91%. Carnival notes bookings on Black Friday and Cyber Monday gave them a fast start for wave season. That's what they call the early booking season, generally January to March, when they offer discounts and perks like free airfare to get the winter weary to catch a wave.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Wall Street, another mixed day. So far, the Dow's up 66 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ are lower. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.